this is Carolyn, and I'm here with Erin, and this is part two of our episode with Tara, where she discusses what it means to be a good team member on a competitive team. If you haven't listened to part one, we hope you go back and listen, but here is part two. Tara, did you guys have any issues deciding to go to sectionals? I mean, both Erin and I have been on teams where we won states, and then logistically, we just could not make it work to go to sectionals.
I mean, when you win states, you literally have 24 hours or less to decide if you're going to sectionals, which was like 3 weeks later, and we had to fly to Alabama. So we quickly had to, you know, gather ourselves together and determine if we could even put a team together. And for us, again, being 55 and over, a lot of the ladies on my team said, this may be our only time ever to go to sectionals. So come on, let's go. And it was just a really exciting time.
Oh, that's awesome.
I tell every one of my teams as we, you know, we've just gone through a rating change, right? We've lost some players, et cetera. And people, you know, you go out to your team, you say, okay, you know, who else would you like to invite to the team? And I always say, no matter what, the first thing is it has to be someone who's nice on the court. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't want any drama where, you know, and people are out there, they pick fights with other people or what. I just don't want that. And so it's always about being nice on the court, being good, you know, good sportsmanship, and then, you know, a good player and fun to be with. Right. And I think that that's important.
That's serendipity. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can find all of those, then you've hit the jackpot.
Yes. Absolutely. And I have to tell you that with this 6'5", 55 plus team, I really think I did hit the jackpot. It was just a wonderful, wonderful group of people. And we thoroughly enjoyed Wilmington and we thoroughly enjoyed Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Can you tell us your most memorable moments in both states and sectionals since you had such a great time?
Goodness. So on a personal note, I guess I would say at states, so we were in the final match and it's three courts. I know that one of our courts has lost and now there's two courts playing. I was in one of those courts and we were able to turn it around. And I knew my best pairing that I had was in court one. They were still playing, but I didn't know what was going on over there. I was in court three. And when we won that court three, I was like, oh my gosh, it was so amazing to me because we gave the team a chance. And then as we walked, my partner and I walked from, you know, the court we were on over to court one that was still playing. We were in a 10-point tiebreak and we were up like 8-3. So we were able to really celebrate together as we won that court. And it was just phenomenal. So I would say that is a highlight there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so surreal and it was so great. And, you know, I was so proud of the ladies. And I would say in sectionals, sectionals was different. There was a lot of good competition. And I would say it was, you know, the final two matches, you know, the semifinal round and the final round, those were, they were a little intense, but fun. But I would say the time we had in Mobile together as a team going out to dinner, you know, we had one person who just kind of, you know, she's wonderful. And she found us all the restaurants to go to, made the reservations. Tony helped with that too. You know, I don't want to forget anyone, but I thought that just the camaraderie and, you know, okay, so we got to play tennis, but the camaraderie of the team and, you know, being together as a great group of women, I thought that was the highlight there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the traveling together and you're on the airplane and you see people with their rackets and you're like, hey, I'm from here. Where are you from? I mean, it was just a lot of fun. Tons of fun.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
The one thing that I would share that I try to share with people is that we are so privileged to have the opportunity to get out there and play. And, you know, let's just make the best of it. You know, let's have a great time. You know, so many times we'll go out and, you know, someone's just not having a good day. And I just love to just give them a hug and say, come on, let's just go out and play and, you know, take your mind off it. There's nothing better to take your mind off than tennis, I think. I use it. It's my mental. It's my mental help.
It is. I agree.
Mine too, for sure. Okay. So I thought of just a couple to add, which is number one, don't show up hungover. Right?
So I
for
thought
sure.
Was, yeah. So, well, actually my husband gave me that one because I think it is, you know,
I love it
at our age, you know, it's our time away from the kids. So, he actually came up with that one, which is don't show up hungover.
That's a great one.
Yep. I've got one is if don't express disappointment about the lineup. So even if you may, it sounds like you didn't have very many players, Tara. So there probably wasn't very much, you know, issues with that. But I know I've been to states before where, you know, there's a little bit of like, I can't believe they got played or should they have been played? And maybe, you know, it's hard to captain. I obviously won't do it. So even if you are upset about the lineup, maybe you shouldn't say anything, I guess.
Well, at states, it was, there were, you know, there's a much larger roster. So I think that is harder to, you know, to work around. And then when they get through on the short sets, that was really, I mean, just, it was just piling on there.
Yeah.
So, so actually, you know, at sectionals, when there was only seven of us, it was much easier, right? Yes. Everybody's playing every match.
I find
so
that's
it
true.
Was yeah. a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure. For sure.
And then mine, you've already mentioned this, but it's don't be a jerk to your teammate. That's my only other, you know, like when you're, even when the game's over, you just should say, my teammate played awesome. The other team played better.
Yeah.
But yeah. Just don't, even on the court or after, just don't say anything bad about your teammate.
I mean, I think we all have good days, bad days, and great days on the court, right?
Yes.
And that's why
moments.
I think playing,
going,
absolutely, small moments.
Spurts. I have spurts of greatness, terribleness, back to greatness.
Yes. Yeah.
It's literally like, moment to moment. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
I absolutely agree. And but I think that's why I like playing and captaining with this concept around three or four people that play together, because you know when to lift them up. It may be subtle when you're feeling down and you just need somebody to put their hand on your back and say, "Yeah, you'll get it next time. You know, it's going to be okay." You know, I'm known to say on the court, just spin around and, you know, change the atmosphere and off we go. Just start over again. And that's the beauty of tennis.
Yeah. That's better than looking at your partner and saying, "Why didn't you cover your line?"
Watch that line. Just so
watch
you know,
your
you
line.
Should watch it. You gotta watch your line.
That was your ball.
That was your ball. Yeah.
Thanks again to Tara for being on the podcast. If you'd like to see a picture of Tara and her team, please check out our website, which is secondservepodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the court soon.